Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Welcome back to everyone around the world. This is Matthew Connor with ACC Global News. And again, I am very grateful to be with all of you today. And what we have back with us today is our special guest. There were minor issues with connections on our first interview, and really she has so many wonderful things to say, and she's such an inspiring guest. Eden Energy practitioner and author, Ms. Michael Carmen of Create Energy Life Planner. And again, to our audience, you are really going to love just listening to her really speak her mind. So again, I'm very excited to remind everyone, it is the 6th of July, 2016, and boy, this year is going by very quickly. And I also want to remind our guests, our interview today with Michael, and also all of our interviews are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site, and also on our website, accglobalmedia.com, so you could really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Our guest today, Ms. Michael Carmen, in case you did miss the first segment, she's been in the wellness field for nearly 25 years, and that is a great deal of experience. And her work really focuses on energy medicine and really balancing energy systems in the body and really understanding that energy, it is the underlying creative and intelligent force in our universe. And she uses the power or energy from animals such as horses to really help people achieve this positive energy balance in their mind and their body. And her philosophy or her motto, and it's really very simple, redefine results or raise the bar of what we think we can achieve. To our audience today, I am very proud to have back with us Eden Energy practitioner and author, Ms. F. Michael Carmen. How are you doing today, Michael? We're happy to have you back.
Good morning, Matthew. Good to hear you.
I'm very happy to have you back. I mean, you're really one of the guests that I'm so excited to have on because of the truth that you speak on so many important issues. For our audience today that didn't get an opportunity to catch the first segment, can you really explain to our audience who exactly is Ms. Michael Carmen and what is energy practitioner?
I've worn a lot of hats over the years from travel adventure business, taking folks down a hole in the wall with the covered wagons and mules. My primary venue all these years, as you mentioned, Matthew, has been in private practice, the healing and wellness business, as a counselor, as a consultant. I'm also an author. I took my work, which was literally light bulb moment sitting across from a client in my office years ago, and said, you know, what are you doing to plan for your life? And this light bulb went off, and I creates energy, conscious living, and healing. And it's all about getting very, very clear on your life, on your wellness, on your relationships, everything.
So I really want our audience to know the difference in what you do compared to so many people out there. Can you really explain to them what's the difference between healing and treatment?
Of course, that's a great, great question, and it's a huge question. We could talk 3 days just about that question. In all Western civilization, and I use the term loosely, it's really not very civilized nor polite, nor is it very effective in healing. Treatment is from without. We go to the doctor, and he or she prescribes a pill, a pharmaceutical, go home and take it and call me in the morning.
Yes.
Or you hire a coach for some rah-rah things, very superficially. What do you want to do? What are you doing to get there? You know, 1, 2, 3 steps. Those coaches treat everybody alike. They have a formula, and it's like cattle through a cattle chute. I work with an individual. You know, Matthew, you and I are very, very different. Everyone that's listening in your audience today is different. So how in the world could I as a practitioner be effective and have integrity if I treated every client that comes through my door or calls me on the phone or does a Skype session alike? Tells me that person doesn't know what they're doing. One size does not fit all in the healing business. How can it? And that's one of the very, very excellent reasons that we're dying in this country. We're not healthy, and we're getting worse. So when we look at each person's story, each person's situation, each person's energetic being, and deal with it on that level, they heal if they're willing.
Yes.
Big difference. Big difference, Matthew.
It's a very big difference. So,
yes, sir.
How do thoughts, or let's say beliefs, really affect my health?
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I was chatting with a woman this morning, and she said, and I quote, "I have been depressed for so long." Okay? She has a belief system that she is depressed, and she's going to live that belief system. And I wrote back and said, there's no such thing as depression. Depression is a psychiatric term invented and created to sell drugs and pharmaceuticals that many times create suicidal ideation, the very thing that we do not want people to do is kill themselves. So we have somebody suicidal come into the doctor, I use the term loosely, and he or she prescribes an antidepressant, and you can Google the lawsuits on antidepressants and 40, 50, 60,000 pages will come up just on the lawsuits.
That's
so
really
that
crazy.
Yes. So the moment we buy the diagnosis, you know, I mentioned this last week. Larry Doffy created this term 20 years ago, and he said, what we're doing is we're medically hexing people. Well, I've amped that up. We're medically hexing people. We psychologically hex people. We spiritually hex people. And so a lot of people, because they don't have a very clear, firm, healthy foundation, they'll buy into that diagnosis, and sure enough, they'll drop dead.
Yes.
Or get very, very ill and stay ill. So those belief systems and our language, and they're tied together, and our thought processes, you have to look at all that. Of listening to that person's story, listening to that person's self-talk on how they describe themselves. And it's very, very interesting when you start hearing that, and it's tied directly to their health level. 100%.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Michael. If you could really, and many people in the audience are maybe thinking about, how are they actually creating these illnesses or these diseases? How are they doing this?
Several things. One, their actions. You get up in the morning and you got to look at your thoughts. And you got to look at, am I tired? Do I have any energy? Blah, blah, blah. Then you have to look at what are they putting in energetically in their body. And then how are they driving to work? And did they sleep well last night? And they're thinking, I don't really don't want to go to work, and I don't want to deal with the issue on the table at 10:15, and yada, yada, yada. And it keeps going and going and going. Then they take a lunch break, and they eat some awful stuff, and they go back to the stress. Then they get off, no exercise, the thought process goes off. And it compounds just like interest in a bank. And so to intervene, if you will, you have to intervene all that from the bottom up. Food, thoughts, habits, routines, all of it. You just can't, and here's what Western medicine does. You're dealing with all that stuff, and they write a prescription. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's pitiful. Shake my head and go, really? This is all you got? And, of course, the person, that's when I get folks. Over the years, I'm so many times, Matthew, I'm the last person. They are at their wit's end. They are sick. They are tired. They are exhausted. They're going through a divorce. They've been incested. They've been beat up. Whatever, they may be suicidal. I've seen it all. That's how you create it. But the good news, Matthew, here's the good news. We create that by agreeing to it. Guess what? We can unagree to it.
Yes.
We can agree to it. We can start being conscious. We can look at our thoughts. We can look at our food. We can look at our belief system. We can look at our routine. And it's either working or it's not. It's very simple. And we've tried to complicate it. So the physicians, I use the term loosely, can get more money. They put on the white coat, and I hear it every day.
And it's terrible, it really is. What I would like to have you really explain to our audience, how does really language, or let's say self-talk, really contribute to our wellness or even our illness?
Okay, think about this. So this woman that I'm talking to this morning is saying, I am depressed. Okay, so the body, because it's energy and it takes on the suggestion, that's why hypnosis works, I am depressed. So guess what? Physiologically, her belief system becomes her biology. She's sluggish. She's tired. She's mournful. She sits down and cries. She's pitiful. She doesn't exercise, blah, blah, blah. Okay, versus when you ask me, I am fit for life. I feel great. I feel like a rocket. And I do. However, I support those things so I keep feeling like a rocket. I had all power foods this morning. I had 20 different power foods in my smoothie. Then I went out and I ran for 45 minutes. And then I meditated for 30. Yes, that's my health insurance. Every day, 7 days a week, I'm going to do that. For several reasons. One, I'm 64, I'm very young. Well, I got another 40 years on the planet. So I've got to make a decision, Michael, how do I want to live these next 40 years? It's not going to be shuffling around in the bathroom at a nursing home with little slippers with bunny ears on it.
People really need to start adopting this philosophy and really start working their way off of many of these drugs. I mean, everything you're saying is just, it's so real, and I know so many people that are dealing with this. What I would like to know, Michael, decision-making, it's so powerful. how do the choices that we make really affect our overall life?
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had an egg sandwich.
With bread?
Yes.
Okay. Was it wheat bread, white bread, rye bread?
I believe it was wheat bread. I try to stay away from the white bread.
Okay. Wheat bread, and you can look it up. That's your homework, Matthew. Look up what wheat does for your gut.
Wow.
And what we know now is our gut has a brain, just like our brain and our head. And our gut brain is literally rotting in our culture because of one of the things is bread. And I'll get, was it organic bread?
They've convinced me that the wheat bread was good for me.
Right. Do the research on it. So it's hard for your gut to digest that. And we have leaky guts, we have adrenal problems, we have fibromyalgia, blah, blah, blah. What we've got to do in the very beginning to heal is clean out our guts. And what we know now, too, is there's a lot of neurotransmitters also in our gut. We thought they were just in the brain. No, they're also in our stomach. So that stuff, and trust me, I love wheat bread, too. And when I do have a piece of wheat bread, it's organic. So there's no GMOs in it. 70% of the food out there on the shelf are GMOs. And as you know, politically, we're having a big hoo-ha issues right now with Monsanto not wanting to label the toxins and the poisons in our quote-unquote food. Because if it's GMO, it's not food. So that egg sandwich, already your gut, you've put it in stress mode, trying to deal with it. So that simple decision, that egg sandwich, and the other issue is if you didn't have a 12-cycle period just for your gut to work on what it had last night. So I highly recommend reading a book called Clean, C-L-E-A-N, by Dr. Alejandro Younger, who is a functional physician. And he got very, 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 very ill by eating what we eat in this country, crap. And, I mean, he went to the doctors, and guess what? They were, oh, you're depressed, and yada-da-da-da. And so they prescribed him some antidepressants, and he even got sicker. So the book is a beautiful story about how he healed himself with food. Then he went to India, and they do it totally different over there. They really look at energetic issues. How are you thinking?
Yes.
How are you speaking? How much stress do you have in your life? Do you agree to? And so when we start really taking impeccable accountability for our lives and stop blaming it on the boss or the wife or the husband or the kids, and really start looking, hey, we're agreeing to this. The good news is, though, I get to change my mind and unagree to it.
Yes.
So that's the power of decisions.
And you mentioned something about harmless to self. Can you really share with our audience what exactly does harmless to self mean?
Think about it. You're eating your egg sandwich. Now you just learned something about wheat and gut. So if I'm going to be harmless to self, if I'm really going to love and respect Michael Carmen, I'm only going to choose really good stuff to go inside of me. I'm only going to choose people with impeccable integrity and wisdom to share my space and my friendship, my relationship. I'm going to keep a very clean house that is healthy to live in and pleasant to the eye, surround myself with things that give me joy, colors that uplift me. Harmless to self is everything that we do, we can ask ourselves, is this to my highest good? So let's just take relationship. And your partner is critical and cynical, and we've all heard this. It's just not a pleasant thing to be in.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to really heal, is being in that relationship healthy? And the answer is no on many, many levels. Psychologically, oh. Spiritually, emotionally. Literally,
and yes,
you
did mention spiritual in our last conversation. If you could really explain to the audience, how does spirituality really add to our life and to our healing?
We're spiritual beings. We've all heard the quote. We're spiritual beings living a physical experience. When we up our spiritual practice, when we focus on that as I am a spiritual being, I am powerful beyond measure, I'm an energetic being co-creating with the universe. Who's beating your heart right now, Matthew? Who's breathing those
yeah.
lungs in and out? Who's holding the telephone? Who's putting one boot in front of the other? That's spirit. That's the universe. And we are co-creating. As divine, intelligent beings, we're co-creating. We're a part of that. We're a cup of the universe, if you will, the divine intelligence. So when we plug into that consciously, whoa, watch out. It's wonderful. So then we can sit back and relax and enjoy that beautiful moment to moment and live in peace and harmony with ourselves and others.
Yes. What I do really want to touch on, and I really know many people personally that are dealing with this, how does the past really affect who we are right now? How do I or how do any one of us in this audience really change for the people that feel really stuck?
Number one, you have to decide. You have to make a decision. That's the first thing, choosing. Not
yeah.
talking about it. You can talk about it till the cows come home. And then you have to make that decision. And then you have to follow up with actions. Now, here's a little glitch in that. Because we're so poisoned in this culture, we have so much brain fog in this culture, we are so full of toxins that many of us, and we got the television going on, many people have the television going on, so that's spewing subliminal messages, changing neural pathways, that they're unable to make a wise decision. So
yes.
that person really needs some help. I just talked to a woman a couple of days ago in that very situation, that separated for 5 years from her husband, doesn't know what to do. She does know, though, she's miserable. But she's so bogged down in so many things. And the other thing is there's a group of folks that choose not to heal. And I've said this over the
yes.
years. And say, Michael, you know, doesn't everybody want to feel great? Absolutely not. There's a payoff for them for suffering. They get to whine and moan and groan, and there's a certain payback. Oh, poor you. I'll send thoughts and prayers. And they say the story over and over and over, and then they die.
And again, this is a topic that it's really hitting close to home for me because I do know many people that are in this situation. What I do want you to explain, I know that emotions can be toxic. Can you really explain to the audience a little bit more about toxic emotions?
Yes. Say you get angry at something. Let's say your wife or your girlfriend, Matthew, you had a beautiful book that you were saving, and your girlfriend came in and moved it, and then she was watering some flowers, and the vase fell over, and the water went all over this precious book.
Yes.
You walk in tonight, and it's on your desk, and she tried to sop it up and mop it up, but this beautiful leather-bound book is trashed. It will never be the same.
Yes.
And you get angry. So all of that emotion, all of that anger, so many things are running through your mind. And you know you can't save the book. That literally changes your physiology. Okay, so let's say, then fast forward 2 weeks. You're still upset about the book. The book cost you $300. A lot of people are book collectors. $300 is nothing.
Yes.
You know the deal. This $300 treasure is trash, and you are still holding on to that anger. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. You just are. That affects your health. That's a toxic emotion.
And that's really a great way to really explain it so that the audience understands. Now,
absolutely.
You say,
so you think about our relationships and we stay angry for 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years?
That's
a
lot of stress.
Listen to this, Matthew. I'll never forget this client. Brought in Mrs. Jones, not her name, 87 years old. Her husband of 55 years had just died, and Mrs. Jones was ecstatic. She was thrilled to bits, over the top joyous. And the daughter and son-in-law went, "Mom's going off the deep end." She comes in, 87, never been into counseling or therapy at all. Wanted to know how much it cost, told her how much it cost, yada-da-da-da. Long story short, I had her write a letter to her husband. And she said, "Well, this is just silly." And I said, "I know it. I know it's silly because he's dead, but this is for you, and it's for me. Humor me." She did. She had been maritally raped for 55 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm getting goosebumps remembering this lady. She was so happy not to be sexually abused and raped time and time and time and time again. And those damn doctors, all they could do, they never asked her what the hell was going on. "Here, have this pill and go home and don't bother me again." And when she hit my door, she was on three of them. It only took two sessions. I got a release of information, explained the situation to her family. I got a plant and flowers the following week and big hugs.
It's really amazing that she did recover. And it's even more amazing that everything that she had went through and all they offered her was drugs. It's shocking.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing half the time. That's why we're so sick. We're 54th on the planet and getting sicker. Because look at the crap we put in our bodies. Look at it. And look at the stress that we're all under. I'm not, but so many people are.
Yes.
And then you have a health care system, which is not health. We take care of disease. There's lots of money in disease in this country. However, I've made a fine living getting paid, and so have a lot of other practitioners, because we get results, because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
So I don't care if it's rape. Go ahead.
We're very short on time, and you have so many important points. If you could really share with our audience, we have about 30 seconds left, where they can go to sign up or learn more about your special program.
I'll be very quick. I'm at 307-277-1235. I live off the grid in northern Arizona. I suggest that. Get the book, One Spirit Medicine, by Alberto Villalba, and that will get you started on where you want to go with food, with nutritional supplements, and also the book Clean by Dr. Alejandro Younger, J-U-N-G-E-R. And here's my last words. Take a review of your life today, folks. Just 5 minutes, sit down in a quiet place, a park, your living room, it doesn't matter, and ask yourself, are you willing to heal? And if you are, and if you need some help, I would be more than happy to work with you.
Michael, I'm very honored to have you on today. Again, really speaking about very important issues that's affecting millions and millions of people around the world. And we're just about out of time today. Michael, hopefully we can have you back again in the near future to really speak about this. It will be an honor to have you, and I was very happy to have you on today.
It's been my pleasure, Matthew.
And to our audience out there, you have a wonderful day. Please tune in to accglobalmedia.com for our upcoming show dates and times. And to everyone out there, you have a very wonderful day, and to you as well, Michael.
Bye-bye.